1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic ABC Media
News,
app.
I'm Dave Packer. After a 9-day trial, the Texas Senate today voting to acquit Attorney General Ken Paxton on all 16 counts considered in his impeachment. The articles included bribery, dereliction of duty, and disregard of official duty. The vote largely along party lines. Republican Governor, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, following Paxton's acquittal.
We wanted to have a fair trial and protect the integrity of the body, the integrity of this great chamber, and each of you fulfilled that.
Paxton admonishing those in the Texas House that impeached Paxton.
The Speaker and his team rammed through the first impeachment of a statewide official in Texas in over 100 years while paying no attention to the precedent that the House set in every other impeachment before.
Today's sweeping acquittal verdict determined that Paxton will be permitted to continue to serve in his position as Attorney General, but he still faces trial on felony securities fraud charges and remains under a separate FBI investigation. This is ABC News. Libyan prosecutors launching a criminal investigation into the flooding disaster there, which left at least 11,000 men, women, and children dead in a port city. Poor maintenance of dams is blamed. ABC News Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell is in Libya.
The Libyan Prime Minister admitting there was a failure to maintain the dams built over 40 years ago. Prosecutors now revealing studies decades ago showing the two dams built to protect the city from floods suffered cracks and subsidence that could lead to their collapse.
Thousands of people are still missing, and the recovery effort continues. Lionel Messi and Inter Miami are headed to Atlanta this weekend. They're going to play in front of 71,000 fans, expected to pack a sold-out Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Miami's been unbeaten, winning 8 cup games for 4 league games since Messi's arrival. You can watch the game on MLS Season Pass, if you like. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new poll suggests impeaching Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz is an unpopular idea with voters. Mike Moan reports.
A Better Wisconsin Together, a left-leaning research group, is out with new survey results showing that Wisconsinites oppose impeaching Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz by a 24-point margin. The poll was released the same day Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss announced he's putting together a panel to look at grounds for removing the judge. A Better Wisconsin Together's Mike Brown says, based on the election and the survey, such a move goes against the will of voters.
Wisconsin voters value their votes, and they expect that their legislators will respect the results of those votes. The impeachment proceedings threatening to overturn the election are very definitely in opposition to what a very strong majority of Wisconsin voters feel.
The poll of 600 registered voters conducted by a national firm was essentially evenly split in connecting with Republicans and Democrats. Voss and other Republicans have floated a possible impeachment over opposition to comments Protasiewicz made on the campaign trail regarding redistricting. Brown notes that any misgivings about what the judge said prior to the election don't carry much weight.
The Judicial Commission, which oversees and enforces court ethics, has already dismissed several baseless complaints brought by state Republicans against Justice Protasiewicz, and they declared the matter closed.
Also from the poll, 46% of Wisconsin voters think any effort to remove Protasiewicz is driven by political motivations among Republicans based on the election results. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee.
From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Now, here's your host, Kristen Bry.
Hello, Wisconsin. Jane surprised me this morning with our new opener.
Oh, well, you can thank Todd for that.
Thank you, Todd Michaels.
Todd Michaels did a great job.
The voice of God when it comes to Civic Media promos. Thank you, Todd. But yeah, we cleaned it up. You know, now no longer have to be finding the funniest moments to throw into the promo.
I did love that part of it, but it was very time consuming.
Yes. So now we can free you up to do other things like host the show.
There you go.
In 7 business days.
It better be 7. Snow coming early, little one.
No coming early. Well, good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
Good morning to everyone at home. We are continuing to update our studio. I feel like I sound like a new person on this new mic.
You do, actually, and I think I do, too.
The Civic Media Engineering team has been hard at work. We are so excited about all the changes happening to the Waukesha studio. We are not having a live stream today, so please, it doesn't matter because on the live stream, they can't hear me anyways. But no video today, but we are live here in person.
Together.
I finally got to hug Jane.
Yep.
After a month, basically, since the last time I've seen her. And I've been telling you about this. So like since the evolution, it feels like on X, you know, formerly known as Twitter, I've just been less interested in posting my stuff there. And largely it's because it feels like so much of the stuff I see is so mean and hateful. And it's like, I don't have the energy to fight with you.
Sure.
And I also don't have the energy to debate whether or not I should engage and respond to the crappy thing you just said to me.
Is it worth your energy?
Because the number one thing, more than having like a glass of wine, my doctor told me, she's like, keep your stress levels down. Like, and she literally said, she's like, not first trimester, but second, third trimester, if one glass of wine will help you not feel as stressed, that is better.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So that's been kind of my calculus here. I was like, oh, like less Twitter time, engaging with people that you, especially people who don't even have like their name and their picture attached to their profile.
Right.
Better. But I ended up, because I was actually really, I liked the summary, I would say, that I made yesterday on what the red flags are with the new proposal being voted on today on nonpartisan Iowa style redistricting that Robin Voss and the Assembly Republicans introduced, well, drafted at 3 a.m. on Tuesday.
As one does.
Introduced on Tuesday and are voting on today.
1 o'clock.
So I made a little summary video about it, and I finally decided, I was like, all right, I'll post it to Twitter. And James Widgerson, who's a longtime, not an anonymous account, but longtime conservative writer, Never Trumper, pretty interesting guy in general, I would say, as far as he's very opinionated, but and sticks to his guns as far as what he thinks, you know, the Republicans should be doing, Democrats should be doing. And he responded to my video. So what's the plan when you get nothing and Protasiewicz is sent to impeachment phantom zone? And I responded, So the only two options are this proposal or impeachment. And he said, well, Evers could pick up the phone and take Voss up on his offer to negotiate. I know, that's crazy talk. So my question this morning is, should Evers negotiate with Voss over this? Because at least in sentiment, Voss has said that he is willing to... Because the big hang-up here that is the difference of true nonpartisan redistricting is that in this proposal, as written, if the assembly with a simple majority rejects the maps twice,
yep,
they can still just draw the maps.
Yep.
And there is no part like there is in the Iowa in Iowa's law that it escalates to the Supreme Court. Like there's like a lot of cloudy, like that part's not really
clear.
Like, what happens if the legislature draws the maps? Then what happens? Like that part's not written in this bill. And so, because I have heard, and granted this is hearsay, I have heard that Tony Evers, and granted he came in on the lame duck session that took away some of his powers, and from the get-go, it has not been it's not been hospitable.
No, I think that's an accurate and fair description.
And so, whose responsibility is it to be the bigger person for us to move forward? Is it Evers? Is it Republicans? Is it ever going to change? 844-967-2789. Should Evers, in this situation, be the bigger person? Should he pick up the phone and at least try to have good faith negotiations with Robin Voss on potentially finally passing a bill that would get us nonpartisan maps, knowing that there's certain parts that would be like, we need to not have the legislature just be able to reject what the legislative Legislative Reference Bureau comes up with and actually try to negotiate this? Or do elections have consequences and we should leave it up to the courts? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Jane, what do you think?
Well, I find it a little disingenuous from my favorite chucklemeister, Robin Voss, because, again, they wrote this at 3 o'clock in the morning. They held a press conference, and today they're voting.
Yeah.
So, but, oh, yes, I want to talk. Let's chat. So Governor Evers picks up the phone right now before 1 o'clock,
yeah,
and Robin Voss is going to sit down with him? Seriously? Come on.
Well, and I, you know, to have the immediate reaction be almost, because it was really kind of like ba-bump in, oh, we had this press conference, and I think within a couple hours, Tony Evers put out a statement saying, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Like, I don't believe you. I don't believe that this is, we should trust you. And that's what I had said in my video yesterday, where the trust is so broken.
It is.
And whether you agree with it or not, the trust was broken on the flip side during the budget process, where, you know, the crossing out and the using the line item veto and stuff like that. And Republicans claimed how much they felt like that was
misused,
but also just went back on so much of what felt like actually productive negotiations between the sales tax for stuff for Milwaukee, for the shared revenue, some of the, even though there's still a lot of people who are upset about how much funding voucher schools got, but that was seen as a negotiation, right? Like there was some productive negotiations that happened with the budget this year. So maybe not all trust is broken, but it just is for the sake of getting stuff done. Who should be the bigger person? Or is it just heels in, we'll take it to the courts, and right now liberals have a majority, for now. Because that is the other thing on this story, is it didn't last very long, the talks that potentially Robin Voss has eased up on impeachment talk, because then as of yesterday, this is such a weird story to me.
It's,
Voss consulting former justices on potential Protasiewicz impeachment. So he's basically like gathered a group of former justices whom shall remain anonymous.
Wait, why are they anonymous?
So they can't be lobbied. So no one can bug them.
Oh, okay. Can we guess?
Well, him and Michael Gableman don't get along anymore. So I can't think. I mean, that would be my first assumption, because I also off Abramson, Gableman, like I was not here for 17 years and before I was a child.
Right.
And so my ability to name living former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices, I would say, is limited of who is in the pool of potential.
Right. Who's available?
Yes. Who is available and that Voss would want on
this.
But he's now created a group, supposedly, of potential, like of former justices to have them weigh in on. And I don't know, like, what authority do they have? How is this different than, like, what the Judicial Committee, who has authority and who has already said, and, like, we dismiss these complaints? I don't really know the legal ramifications of this, but how quickly he went from Tuesday, let's avoid impeachment.
Yeah.
We finally are on board with nonpartisan maps. Evers says no. He's like, all right, well, I'm going to create this anonymous committee that you don't get to know who's on it, and have them let me know if they think whether or not she violated any ethics rules.
And is it fair to assume that these justices are getting paid for this review?
I don't know.
I mean,
don't know. I don't think they are. I think in the WP article I wrote, I don't think they're getting paid. They're just doing it out of the kindness of their heart. And their soft spot for Robin Voss.
Obviously.
All right. Well, we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Who should be the bigger person? Or should anyone be the bigger person? Should Tony even think about negotiating with Robin Voss? Or should we just
let it go through the courts?
Play our chances? 844-96-PARTY. We will take your texts and your calls after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Business or a global one, you know that these days generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America NA.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
My
Rhino and the Mayor.
We're talking with Tony Mandrich. You're talking about your alcohol problems. Jim kind of mentioned here during the break. He said, yeah, the coaches didn't do anything about it. And I said, didn't do anything about it. They were with the guys.
I mean, nobody forced anybody to drink. Drinking was just part of it. And it was kind of like that stereotype of, you know, being a guy or being an athlete, or it was just part of that.
Rhino and the Mayor. Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we are asking the question, should Governor Tony Evers be the bigger person despite the history, despite the trust issues, and at least try to engage in a conversation about what nonpartisan maps could look like? Granted, it's a little short notice because 1 o'clock today, AB 415, I don't know what they're calling it, which is similar to the Iowa model, is being voted on.
Yep.
I still have heard nothing. Granted, there's a lot to keep up with. I still have heard nothing from Wisconsin Republican senators. I know CBS 58, Emily Fannin and AJ Biapour interviewed Devin Lemieux, Senate Majority Leader. And I guess he visibly, or even I think verbally, stated how frustrated he was with the line of questioning. He's like, I've never mentioned impeachment. Because it's like, well, this is a pretty big story that you probably should have an opinion on.
That a lot of people in your party are kind of for.
Talking about. And
but
so,
don't ask me about it. Okay.
But I think it's because they know this is a losing, this is such a losing issue. And granted, so I want to get to this because I know we have some people on the line that we want to get to. But there was also a new poll that came out that finds Wisconsin voters overwhelmingly oppose unconstitutional impeachment by a 24-point margin.
Wow.
So that's more than double of what she
won by. Wow.
So we'll get to that, and we'll get more details of what that poll says after we take our first caller.
Dave from Mequon, thanks for waiting, Dave. What do you want to say? Go ahead, Dave.
I believe that Tony Evers is definitely going to veto whatever comes out of this. That's just my thinking.
What's he said?
Already stated.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said it's going to be whatever. Although when he first ran and when he talked about it, if you remember, he did use the Iowa maps as a possibility. But his maps were actually thrown out because they were considered too gerrymandered, if you remember. So the ones
in 2021?
I believe so.
Are you talking about the maps that were first accepted by the Wisconsin Supreme Court and then they got appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court?
Correct.
So that wasn't because they were too gerrymandered.
The Supreme Court actually, I think, ruled or something. This is where I'm going to get a little bit, you know, confused a little bit, but I think that's where, if you remember, his maps were thrown out, though. I know that there was a legal.
Yeah, no, you're right. The U.S. Supreme Court, basically, it was because of the majority minority consolidation of districts. And so they came back, and then basically because we were running out of time, the maps that ended up getting picked was the new, the updated Republican maps.
Correct. So what I see here is this with Voss. He is obviously, from what you just reported, you know, the 24% are saying, or you know, the percentage of the amount of people,
yeah,
is so great, yeah, that, yeah, he's probably like, maybe we shouldn't do this. And you know what? At the end of the day, I don't think it is. It is a impeachment because it's not criminal. Do I think it's good that she was talking about stuff before she's even judging something? I think that's a whole different issue, but it's certainly not criminal. Usually that's what you use for impeachment, is something that's usually more or less criminal or something that's kind of,
I mean, that's what the Constitution says. It's basically crimes and corruption
while in office.
Right.
So she said this. Well, I don't agree with her that she should have said that. She made it very clear. And again, I don't consider it criminal at all. I think, you know, when you are already predetermining something, I think that obviously shows a bias right away. But that doesn't mean she should be impeached for it.
Good to hear from you, Dave, as always. So thank you so much for giving us a call. 844-967-2789.
This is Jane.
Jane, we can hear you. We do have another caller, though, so we'll get that in just a second. But we do have some texts on the conversation as far as, get those back up. As far as, we would love to hear from you. Should Tony Evers be the bigger person? Robin Voss has said that he is willing to negotiate on this. Knowing there's a lot of trust issues here, knowing there is always politics at play, but asking you whether or not you think Tony Evers should be the bigger person. From the 715, I think Governor Evers should take a call with Voss to see what he has to say and maybe negotiate a bit, but he should stand firm on the key aspects of what we the people want. And if Voss can't agree, then send it to the courts. I kind of think that's where I'm at.
I don't hate that.
If he were to say, because it's saying, what's the worst thing that happens? If he says, well, we still want to hold up the part of the bill that they wrote that said the legislature can reject the LRB's maps and then make the amendments that they want to make. And if they don't budge on that, then he can veto it.
Yeah.
But I do feel like I land on the part of, like, if he's willing to budge on that, this is an opportunity to get the thing that we've all been, well, a lot of us have been asking for, yep, which is a nonpartisan redistricting process. But I think it comes back to the second part of this, which is the rush job of all. No input from Democrats.
No input from the public.
No input from the public. No input from the administration. No input from even Senate Republicans, apparently, and still just like forcing it through. So we have a lot more text to get through. We would love to take your calls. Should Tony Evers be the bigger person and at least have a conversation with Voss when it comes to a new nonpartisan redistricting process? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We'll be back after this.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After a 9-day trial, the Texas Senate today voting to acquit Attorney General Ken Paxton on all 16 counts considered in his impeachment. The articles included bribery, dereliction of duty, and disregard of official duty. The vote largely along party lines. Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick following Paxton's acquittal.
We wanted to have a fair trial and protect the integrity of the body, the integrity of this great chamber, and each of you fulfilled that.
Paxton admonishing those in the Texas House that impeached Paxton.
The Speaker and his team rammed through the first impeachment of a statewide official in Texas in over 100 years while paying no attention to the precedent that the House set in every other impeachment before.
Today's sweeping acquittal verdict determined that Paxton will be permitted to continue to serve in his position as Attorney General, but he still faces trial on felony securities fraud charges and remains under a separate FBI investigation. This is ABC News.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa presents the Golden Days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The Golden Days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to have broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bride. Jane Van Nair is on the board. Greg Bach is here. And let's get away from the politics. Let's get away from schools. Let's have some fun and talk about the worst decisions in TV history.
So this article came across my viewing eyes. The 50 worst for 50 worst decisions made in television. An article posted by Rolling Stone, and it basically goes through the top 50 worst decisions ever made in television. I scrolled through it, and what I thought I would do is I'd start with one. I'm not going to do all 50, of course, because 50, that's a long time. That's a whole show.
Because time.
Yeah, the time thing.
But all I did was from the 50th, I looked at the one that hit my eyes, the first one, and that was number 49. Which was America's Next Top Model asked contestants to swap ethnicities.
What year did that happen in?
It wasn't the 20s, or the 2020s. So it's exactly what it sounds like. In 2005, the contestants were asked to swap ethnicities, which meant that some of the white models wore blackface and others changed their skin tone, wore wigs, as if to look like if they were Native American, Hawaiian, or Latinx. This, of course, it says here took place in like social media. The before actually really, I think Facebook was probably the only one. We weren't about like what we're on now. That mean this would get a person fired for even.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, this would never happen now. Because also on America's Next Top Model, didn't Tyra Banks put on like a, no, I think she, that was her talk
her
show.
Her talk show. She put on a fat suit.
She put on a fat suit and like existed as a fat person. And like, it was supposed to be very
revelatory.
Yeah, and people were like, are you Tyra Banks? No, I'm not. And she, as she says, she has defended the move in recent years. She didn't want to do blackface, but she wanted to see how people would deal with being a degraded race. And I'm like, just,
is that the term she used? Was a degraded race?
Let's see here. She said, degraded my race. Sorry, degraded my race. But yeah, I'd still just take the L, Tyra. Just take the L. And you know what I'll do is I won't go into big explanation on some of them, but I'll just say this. Don't forget, folks, that the Geico Caveman commercials got their own TV show at one point, got canceled in less than one season. That was pretty cool.
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's what, in going through this list, how many I was like, I don't remember that happened. But we would love to hear from you of what sticks out to you as really bad TV decisions, either because it was like, ooh, that did not age well, or because the studio or the network lost a ton of money. 844-967-2789. And I think we got Joe from Appleton on the phone.
Hey, Joe.
Hello, lovely people. Greg.
So what do you, good morning. Joe, what do you think is the worst TV decision in history?
I tell you this, my wife and I were very big fans of How I Met Your Mother. I think, and in many ways, it was a spiritual successor to Seinfeld. That's a whole nother discussion.
Oh, but I tell you this, interesting.
It started to wane in later seasons, but most shows do. But then it gets to the last season. They completely changed the setting from New York to some resort in New England. They changed the format, so the whole season, 20-some-odd episodes, takes place over one weekend. And, I mean, that just totally threw off the game, what it had been used to so far. Then they get to the season finale. I'm thinking, all right, this better pay off. And I think with the season finale or the series finale for How I Met Your Mother, the writers just gathered in a room and said, hey, you know what would be funny? If we did the equivalent of grabbing our audience by their big, dumb faces and screaming, F you! Because they undid everything. They undid everything that they had set up to that point. Pulled the rug out from under everybody's feet, and everybody hated it. Now, I can usually go back and watch old shows that kind of fell off and enjoy the good times. But with this, it was so bad, it spoiled the entire series, such that now when I see a rerun come on, all I can think of is, oh, you monsters. The seventh layer of hell is reserved for thee.
Boy, Joe, don't get dramatic or anything.
I get passionate about certain things.
So I have to ask then, because the other show that always pops up for me, the other like missed, like botched endings. I feel like I wasn't a Lost fan, but how Lost ended always gets listed as a terrible ending. And that's on this top 50 list. And then the other one is like the entire season, the entire last season of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So do you have strong feelings about those, Joe?
I never watched Lost. I haven't kept up with Game of Thrones. I do hear that there are some, albeit a small minority, of defenders of the Lost season finale. I've not heard one person say How I Met Your Mother ended fine. And if they do meet that person, I know they're an alien.
All right.
Thank you very much,
well,
Joe.
Thanks so much for the call, Joe. But that's what I think is interesting. Greg, did you watch Lost?
I watched the first season. I'm sorry. I watched the first two episodes I was dating a woman at the time. She's like, please just watch Lost. And I said, all right, I'll watch the pilot. And the pilot was two episodes. And as soon as it was done, I was like, thank you. I'm done with this now.
I'm not interested. Was it like the fantasy stuff, or why didn't you get into it?
No interest whatsoever. And here I will say this. My sister is a fervent, diehard defender of everything Lost, to the point where one time I was going to say something about Lost just in like, hey, I watched it, whatever. I wasn't going to criticize it. And she like jumped at me. She was so, she's like, don't you ever say anything bad about Lost or I'll make fun of Doctor Who. I'm like, I wasn't going to make fun of it. I just didn't care. Like, there are fervent defenders of that show.
And I loved the show until they ruined it with the end.
With the end.
And even the last season, and it was very confusing and very convoluted to begin with. But the last season was all over the place, and the finale didn't answer so many intrinsic questions that had been part of the series from the beginning. Anybody who knows what smoke monster means will understand what I'm talking about.
Well, here's a question I have for the both of you. Do y'all remember a little show called Cop Rock?
Oh.
I don't.
Yeah.
I have no idea what Cop Rock is.
I'll give you a very quick overview. Legendary show creator Stephen Bochco wanted to make a Hill Street Blues into a Broadway musical. Everyone said no. So he said, you know what? I'm just going to make a cop show where throughout the show there are full dance and singing numbers based on various things that go on in a cop's life. It is so awful. There is a song where a guy sings about how he can get you, how he can kidnap you a child. Like,
what?
Yeah. It's ridiculous. The show was like, basically it got canceled as the first episode was being aired because they realized how hard they had failed on this one.
So wait, and but it was it Stephen Bochco? I'm reading this right now. So it was it went for like a, it was a real hard left turn into
He's like, I just want everyone to dance.
Man, I don't remember that show at all, but that is really funny. We're talking about the worst TV decisions of all time. Could it be shows that were created, shows that were canceled, people that were fired, botched endings? 844-967-2789. We got Carmela from Milwaukee on the phone. Carmela, what is the worst TV decision of all time?
It has to be Game of Thrones.
The ending, the last season?
Yeah, just everything. Bran King, and just a couple episodes before he was named King, he's like, I can hold no titles. And, you know, and then all of a sudden he's like, why do you think I came all this way to be crowned king? It was just so ridiculous the whole last season. There's so many more.
I have to agree with you as far as like the investment of millions of people for well over a decade, I mean, basically over a decade, right? And like the intricacy and the details for so many seasons. And then like, let's just wrap it up. We're over this. Yeah. It's like how the last season felt.
Yeah, those two guys should.
Yeah, and I guess HBO offered to go longer so they could wrap it up. But the showrunners are the ones who decided, no, let's just kind of do it here.
The only good thing about the last season of Game of Thrones was I liked that the youngest daughter killed the Ice King.
But that whole war should have been a whole season.
The whole war could have been a whole season.
Yeah.
And then it did come out of nowhere. They were setting it up that it would most likely be somebody else, probably Jon Snow, and then she came out of nowhere. So
yeah.
I enjoyed that it was her, but at the same time, I was still kind of like, what? Wait.
The fast development of Daenerys and the Mad Queen, it's like that was like you loved her for like seven seasons until all of a sudden you're supposed to not love her. Like, I totally agree with you, Carmela.
It just made me mad. And like, and then she got that look. And then she just destroyed the whole city, you know, and she's talking about breaking the wheel, and then they turned it. And I was like, no, every time I do rewatch it, because and it makes me mad every time.
All right. Thanks so much for the call, Carmela. I have to agree with you that is up there, especially because there were so many people invested in it that were let down. Let's go to Charles in Green Bay. Charles, what was the worst TV decision of all time?
Putting on Housewives of Anywhere.
Yay!
Housewives of New York, or Housewives of Dallas, or Housewives of you know, Conang Junction, or Housewives of Poughkeepsie, or whatever. You know, why do we give a damn about their show? Why do we give a darn about what's going on with their life? The other fact of the matter is Keeping Up with the Kardashians. That one should have been canceled before it even got started.
I know Jane agrees with that.
But the thing is that while
I'm sorry, but Jane and I are in the mode of sarcasm today.
Charles, I'm in the mode of sarcasm every day. But you and I and Cindy are going to have to get together and go drinking because I think we'd have a ball.
Go drink it at the Fox Valley, Appleton, Green Bay.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call, Charles.
Bye.
Oh, bye. Sorry, couldn't hear. Greg, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, I mean, while those are terrible shows, those shows made billions of dollars, so those aren't going anywhere anytime soon.
Quality doesn't necessarily, popularity does not equate, popularity does not equate quality.
Quality. But yeah. Speaking of billions of dollars and billions of dollars lost.
Can we say the same time?
I'm going to say the fact that this is like super, I think it's top 10 on the list, but the fact that NBC canceled Baywatch after the first season.
Talk about
a bad business decision. Yeah. That's on this list. And if you think about the millions, if not billions of dollars Baywatch has made since, but the fact that NBC had it for the first season and then we're like, nah.
Well, we're fine.
We'll pass.
I was going to say my billion-dollar thing was when they launched Quibi in 2020.
Oh. What was Quibi?
Exactly.
See, that's the thing. I didn't even want to bring it up because I knew so many people. It was such a failure to launch that, like, I was living in Los Angeles at the time, and I was, like, trying to actively get a meeting with Quibi executives to try to pitch a show, but I was not famous, so they weren't taking anyone who wasn't already famous.
Yeah.
Because they had Chrissy Teigen, like every celebrity had these like 10-minute shows lined up that Quibi was going to be the next big thing.
Oh my
God. And it was basically literally they were going to launch, the pandemic happened and TikTok started and everyone's like, oh, here's a bunch of free content I can get on my phone.
Oh wow.
Why would I subscribe and pay for 10-minute episodes? And it just literally, what was it, Greg? $1.75 billion.
It started in April and ended in December, the same of 2020. But I was also going to lump that in with CNN Plus, which launched and canceled and went away within a month. I mean, it was crazy how much money was spent on these things, and they're gone.
All right. Well, we got to take a break, but 844-967-2789. What are the worst TV decisions of all time? We'll come back with your text and your calls, and we'll also let you know who's at the Laughing Tap this weekend. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human effect climate change is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Be a comical one, they'll be standing in lines for those old honky-tonk.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry, along with Jane Matinair and Greg Bach. And we've been talking about the worst TV decisions of all time, according to, we saw this from Rolling Stone printed a piece about this, but we've also been taking your calls and texts on what you think is the worst TV decision of all time.
Charles from Green Bay called back and he wanted to add Fox News parting way with Tucker Carlson.
Is the worst decision of all time?
Well, I mean, certainly...
I disagree with that.
But their ratings took a big hit when he left.
Mm.
But it was great for us.
The whole landscape. But yeah. What would you say as far as what do you... We'll end on this. Do you agree with what number one was on the list?
Let me see here. My computer is not loading well on this article because it's a very long page. Yeah, no, I don't agree with this. So number one is NBC cancels Freaks and Geeks. It was a beloved show. It was an underground show. This is not number one to me.
Because I agree with you. Because I think their number two should have been number one.
Yeah, and their number two is NBC turns Donald Trump into a television titan, which, yeah.
Absolutely.
That, I think, has a much more grander impact on the scope of history than Freaks and Geeks getting canceled.
Absolutely. But the one I did notice, number eight, which is HBO, TNT, Showtime, FX, all turned down Breaking Bad.
Wow.
I mean, just have to imagine being the person who says, it's like the person at Decca Records is like, yeah, we don't want the Beatles. We're fine. The guitar rock is going out. It's fine. They won't be anywhere in a year.
We do have a couple texts as well. Mark from the SAC, Fox's cancellation of Firefly. Another one coming in from the 608. Worst TV decision, Fox canceling Firefly before all episodes had aired out of order. Another one for Firefly. And then...
Wow. I need to watch this show. Or maybe not, because I won't be satisfied, apparently.
It's a really good show.
And then, fun fact, Sheryl Crow sang a song on Cop Rock. We recently found it on YouTube. I'll have to see if I can find it, and I'll pull it for tomorrow.
Sheryl Crow sang on Crop Rock. Well, some of the other ones I thought were interesting is when Norm MacDonald got fired from SNL, but also David Spade and Chris Farley getting fired from SNL.
Chris Farley, I didn't realize they had fired him.
Yeah, they fired all three of them because they were just getting too big, too much money. Chevy Chase gets his own talk show that lasts 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, these are hilarious. The one that broke my heart the most is the people who played the Ropers on Three's Company got their own spinoff, and there was a thing in their contract saying if the show didn't last a season, they could come back. But when they left, they introduced Don Knotts' character, and the Ropers show lasted a year and a half, so when it got canceled, they weren't allowed to come back, and they lost their jobs. Like, this is some nasty Hollywood stuff, in my opinion.
Welcome to the entertainment business. Yep. Well, that was super fun. I will link the article from Rolling Stone to today's show notes so you can go check out and see which ones you agree with, which ones you forgot about, and which ones you think should have been on there or what order. But that was super fun. And also super fun is going to the Laughing Tap.
Yes, it is.
Comedy.
Yeah.
Stab some comedy, right?
Stab comedy. I stab comedy with you. And if you stab comedy this weekend, you might see Dan Schaefer, because Dan Schaefer told me he's coming to a show this weekend. So,
ooh, yeah, baby. That's so fun.
But we have Louis Katz coming to the tap for five shows, Thursday, two Saturday, two Friday. Tickets are available, laughingtap.com. Very funny New York comic coming all the way out here. Finally get to see him. Very excited to see him. Jamie, got a clip?
We do.
I had this hippie roommate for a while. Her name was Juggle Sticks. She was super annoying. She insisted everything she bought had to be organic. She actually used, instead of a regular chemical-based deodorant, she used a crystal for deodorant. Anyone heard of this before? Yeah? Yeah? You know how it works? Yeah, it doesn't, all right? She stunk. Right? The crystal didn't summon some kind of B.O. fairy who magically made her pit smell like rainbows. She was a vegetarian who magically smelled like lamb shawarma, okay? It was disgusting. And it made me hungry. It freaked me out. One day, Juggle Sticks found a cat in the dumpster, brought him home, named him Dave Meowthews.
So, yeah, Louis will be here 5 shows at the Laughing Tap. Thursday to Saturday to Friday, laughingtap.com.
Nice. Tickets are a steal.
Tickets are a steal. $20, no drink minimum. And then also, if you can't come to those shows, Sunday, Keg Stand-Up returns to Lakefront Brewery. That show is 6:30. There's a full menu before the show. Got 4 great comics from the region, Milwaukee and Chicago comics coming through for the Keg Stand-Up show. Those tickets are available at milwaukeecomedy.com. That's our other company. And then finally, if you love comedy and if you want to meet me, how Kristen, Brian, and I met years ago, you can volunteer for the Milwaukee Comedy Festival. We're looking for volunteers right now. Volunteers get to come to shows. It's not a lot of work, just helping out. You might be asked to drive. If you have a car, that'd be great because we have people doing things like running some errands if we need it. But go to mkecomedyfest.com/volunteers. Also, volunteers link is on the front page of mkecomedyfest.com.
That's an awesome idea and a great way to meet people and make some friends and check out the comedy scene in Milwaukee. That's terrific.
Yeah.
I would highly, not just because I got a friendship out of it, but as far as volunteer gigs go, you basically collect tickets and you tell people where to go if they're coming into like the Dandy or something like that, because you got to go sneak through the back. And you get to see a free comedy show, you get to meet new people. It is very fun. I would highly recommend volunteering. It's like, you know, it's like the people who couldn't get a Taylor Swift concert ticket, so then they just got jobs as security guards at stadiums. It's like basically the same thing,
exactly, with less teenage girls.
Yes, exactly.
We got lots of stuff happening, and come on down, high five, and it'll be awesome.
All right, well, you know, a little bit of a rough start this today, but we made it through.
Do you know why?
We revived
because we're professionals.
Why? We are professionals, and specifically Jade.
Well, and we have a team. We have a team of engineers, and everybody pitches in when things go awry. So thanks for everybody's help today, including Calvin and everybody. Casper,
thank you,
Corey, and Drew, and Brian, and everyone.
And thank you to everyone at home who let us know that, something's wrong. Because I would have kept just talking, and everyone would have been like, why is there no talking on the air?
Jane and Greg are having a weird conversation.
Yeah, so thank you so much for everyone who called in and texted today. Thank you to Alan Forsick. Thank you, Greg Bach. Thank you, Jane Matinere. We will be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. We got a new public service announcement. Paul Noonan will be here. So, yeah, come back tomorrow, 10 a.m. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Find small business calm at ooma.com/radio. That's ooma.com/radio.
Fritos, Cheetos, Doritos. We should expect that stuff to be safe. Why does it make sense that corporations can poison the American people and we don't even know about? Politically, there is a group who chooses to make sure that there are not enough dollars put into the Food and Drug Administration to check on these types of things.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer.